Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Good morning, music lovers.
To hell.
It's WFMU East Orange. I'm driving for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. All by myself today, loud and loathsome. One more show till vacation. Oh, two more counting today. That was the Toon Rockers, No Stopping This Bobbin. Before that, The Storms with Jody Reynolds, Thunder. Lenny and the Thundertones did Homicidal. That was right in the middle. The Sentinels and The Bee. And we opened up with the Thunderbirds, Stalking the Thunderbird. We do have a very good show for you on this nice rainy Saturday. We've got more knuckleheads in the news than you could ever possibly hope for. We've got a really good hillbilly hangover made up of Sun Records and a real trashy Vom set that I haven't quite finished putting the finishing touches on. And, of course, our blues hangover. Request items and piles of stupid, trashy records, the kind they don't make anymore or play anywhere else on the radio. We also have, we have Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver. I think we have a vibe report. We've got Casey Kasem outtakes, all thoughtfully beeped by Brian Redman. And without further ado, let's get right to it. Blowing through Yokohama with the Medallions by request.
Point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
I need my mom, pretty mama. I'm in love with my mom, mama, pretty mama. Well, they call me Study Papa, but they're hard to see me love my mama. Mama,
mama nuts about my mama, 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 pretty mama. Now they call me Sudden Papa, but they ought to see me love my mama.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Try to listen to this.
Man, you make a love, you certainly can.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
This, that, and such. You know I wanna tell you, baby. You know that you talk too much. You'd better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself. That I wasn't true to you. Now what in the world you gonna do? You better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself.
This is Sonny Burgess coming to you with the Hound from WFMU, East Orange, 91.10 FM. Listen to them all the time. They're playing good records.
Hey! And meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here, WFMU, East Orange. Sonny Burgess there by request, going home with Jack Nance, the premier rockabilly bugleist of his day. Andre Williams and Juno Parks before that put a chain on it. Ursel Hickey did Hanging Around, and the Cadillacs did Hey Bopper Rebop. Buck Griffin on the MGM label, Stutter and Papa. And we open up with the Medallions, Blowing Through Yokohama. Send this, dedicate that entire set to our sick and shut-in friends, most noticeably Bob Ross, who I imagine is the victim of too much fun, and Rick Little, who was mercilessly beaten by the doorman at the Save the Robots After Hours Club, who evidently is an off-duty cop who objected to Rick videotaping on the street for his TV show, The Church of Shooting Yourself, and him and his henchmen broke all of Rick's ribs. And if anybody knows about this guy, his name is Tex. Evidently, he's a cop out of the 9th Precinct who have been very unhelpful about this whole thing, the 9th Precinct. But there's a good story here. There's a lot of sleaze, a lot of corruption in that precinct, and sometimes it spills over and beats on innocent people like poor Rick Little. Oh, feel better, pal. Anyway, let's get down to the news, because there's certainly, you know, this boring O.J. Simpson case has just taken all the, takes up all the pages in the newspapers for much more interesting stories, like the Lobster Boy trial down in Tampa, Florida, which is very interesting this week, because the Little Lobster Boys testified this week. Let me go into this one. Tampa, born with the same claws and stump legs as their father, two children of the sideshow performer known as Lobster Boy hoisted themselves to the witness stand yesterday and testified that he was like Satan himself. That's a quote. They described their father as a brutal drunk who was a very cruel, very cold-hearted, and very sadistic. It was at the trial as for Mary Stiles, the former wife of Grady Stiles Jr., who was Lobster Boy. Let's see. Mrs. Stiles relied entirely on her own words and those of her children to convince a jury of the years of abuse left her no choice. Experts who were ready to testify that she was a battered spouse and acting in her self-defense were disallowed earlier in the day, this was, I guess, Wednesday, by Judge William Funte, who ruled that Mrs. Stiles was not in any imminent danger at the time of the slaying. So the experts were not allowed to testify for Mrs. Stiles. So it looks bad for Mrs. Stiles, age 56, who can get life imprisonment. The victim was known to the carnival, the guy who was murdered, carnival audiences, as Lobster Boy because of his pantser-like hands as a result of a genetic condition. Grady Stiles III, age 17, testified that only days before his father's 1992 slaying, he broke through a locked door to rescue his stepmother from a drunken attack by his father. My father was on top of her, choking her. He would constantly threaten to kill her, constantly, said 25-year-old Barry, another son of Mr. Stiles. Let's see, Mom was 7 months pregnant when she intervened. She was 7 months pregnant when he was murdered. Anyway, it looks bad for Mrs. Lobster. I don't know. I think this judge, maybe they'll get a mistrial declared. Here's an interesting one. I thought this one was down in Florida, but I have a better version of the story that I got out of Newsday yesterday, and it was actually in right up in Westchester, New York. A teenager accused of strangling a Queens boy at a Westchester youth home last week told police he choked his friend during rough and physical sex and then covered his body to protect it from animals. A Mount Pleasant detective testified that Brian Edwards, age 12, admitted killing 12-year-old Nicholas Impoliti in the dense woods that surround the Pleasantville Cottage School, a residential treatment center for children with emotional problems. I'll say, there's varying accounts of what happened, but here's the one story was that they found the kid's body July 11th under sofa cushions and leaves and twigs about 500 feet from the campus. Edwards, who turned 13 this week, is being charged with second-degree murder and held at a county juvenile detention center in Mount Pleasant. Judge Robert R. Troop ruled that there was evidence to bind the case over to a grand jury. Romaine said he never asked Edwards if sex was consensual, but testified that the boy had told police that they both engaged in anal intercourse and that he hit Ipoti in the face when the young boy requested oral sex. Yeah, you gotta draw the line, somewhere, huh? Eventually, Edwards told police the sex was very rough and physical and that Ippoletti hit him, threw sticks at him, and screamed for him to stop. Romaine said, at one point, he put his hand on my neck, I put my hand on his neck. Then, while engaging in anal intercourse a second time, Edwards said he held his hands around Ippoletti's neck and choked him to death. Defense attorney Edward Traer argued yesterday that Edwards did not intend to kill the boy, even though there might have been a fight between the two boys, a fight that resulted in the death of Nicholas Ippoletti. It may not have been an intentional act on his part. Rough sex defense in the trial of a 12-year-old suspected of murdering another 12-year-old. We've lived that long, folks. One more quick news story, then we'll get to Hillbilly Hangover. Oh, a highly agitated police officer held dozens of other officers at bay during a two-hour standoff this week in his Queens Garden apartment, firing shotgun blasts out the window before finally being stunned by electrical darts and subdued. The officer, who police said had a history of domestic disputes with his girlfriend, had drawn to a nearby motel after dawn, fired shotgun blasts at two strangers, then drove off in his own car. Several miles away, the car broke down, and he stole a car from a woman at gunpoint, then drove back to his apartment and called 911. Here's my favorite part. During the standoff, the officer, Victor DiDonato, age 30, of Jewel Avenue in Flushing, reportedly threw many of his girlfriend's belongings out the shattered windows of their first-floor apartment, including her pet white rabbit, which he then fired four shotgun blasts at while it was in midair, killing it. The officer was assigned to the 28th Precinct in Harlem, joined the force in November of 1992. Oh, boy, what a guy. He's our caveman in the spaceship for this week. Anyway, let's get down to Hillbilly Hangover, for those of you with a hangover and in need of it. We have a set today of hillbilly music, all recorded at Sun Records. And kick it off with Warren Smith. Oh, nice cue, hound.
Well, when I woke up this morning, there was a note up on my door saying, don't make me no coffee, dear, cause I won't be home no more. That's all she wrote. Dead John, I sent your saddle home. Jonah got along in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. I know a guy didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again. That's all she wrote. Dead John, I sent your saddle home.
Music on WAK Radio. The first part of our show this morning is brought to you by Ernie's Egg Market. Remember, if you need eggs, let Ernie lay them on you. That was a yoke. Okay. Old Roadhog made that up just now. That's part of being in show business.
There she stands. If she lives or dies, no wonder they hate her. She's a girl of the world. They give her a name. They call her bad girl.
Down at Ernie's Egg Market. Remember Ernie for all your egg needs. Ernie's got A1 large, B1 large, B2 large, and they can't be too large. All right. Remember Ernie's got little baby chicks for sale and little baby pee-pees. Before they're chicks, they're pee-pees, and before they're pee-pees, they're eggs. And that brings us back to Ernie. Remember the old question, what was here first, the egg or Ernie? All right. Ernie's still open late on Friday nights, and you can get cracked eggs at half price after 7 o'clock p.m. at night. Boys, does Ernie still have that shooting match on Friday night? All right. If you need eggs, don't just sit around and brood. Ernie will deliver to your house if you don't live too far out. All right.
One, two, three.
The bull that I should come to life when they play this song. I could be in a lot of places at once and see what's going on. If you believe it's strong enough, you'll find it will come true. And I'll jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Now let me take a look around to see if I can find a one to just drop that nickel in to hear this song of mine. Now I bet that's you that's a-walking away. If it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Just believe that it's true and see what imagination can do. I want to jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Now I hope I get played a lot, cause I'd just like to see if my girl is somewhere around and if she cheating on me. If you walk in with someone new, I'm gonna make him jealous too. I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Well, lucky me, she just walked in alone and looking blue. I'll bet she's wondering where I am, and maybe she loves me too. Well, darling, believe in what I say, then your heart won't be so blue. I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Just believe that it's true and see what imagination can do. I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Yes, I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you.
fine. As y'all know, there's an election coming up in Rainbow Valley for mayor. Ernie Cupp, the same Ernie down at Ernie's Egg Market, is running for his second campaign. Now, I don't like to get in politics like some of these people in show business. I don't go for all that marching and these beatniks with their hair down on their shirt collar. But me and Burford is going to vote for Ernie. That's Ernie Cupp. C-U-P-P. C is for country. U is for united. And P-P is for peace and prosperity. All right. Right now, the old road hog's going to do a brand new one for you this morning. This year's a new number called Hello, Darling.
We went hunting the other night, just me and my gal without a light. Man, the moon is so pretty and the air so free, and I couldn't help but make hoopie and felt big. Wanted to love, yeah, man, I had the neck a little too. Walking ahead, and he heard a snap, and there she lay in a big steel trap. She yelled aloud, and she said, I'm through, and she started to twist and screw and scrambling about. Fell on the hill, and she started to roll. She couldn't stop to save her soul. Her eyes was bloodshot, and her nose was red. She had a knot on her head. I mean, it's a big knot, too. It wasn't no little pimple. Same song, the second verse, the third spasm, rave on. She was pretty. Boy, we started on, we came to a bog to get across. Now we had to walk along. Halfway over and one foot slipping down in the mud, clean up her hips, she fell. I got her out and I dried her off. She started to sneeze and cough, catching cold, felt miserable. She looked at me like a cat with mice, her teeth rattled like paradise, throwing 7 and 11. We started on, my dog that treed in a hollow log, and down she squatted like a big bullfrog. Polecat sprayed her with a mess of fog. Boy, boy, what odor. Had to put her in a barrel, bury her clothes, take her home that way, too. Oh, sure, whoop it on up. Wine goes in, the truth comes out. Two more shots will tell it all. May not believe what I say now, but the style of the folks that has bleeded while it under the influence of swamp root. For sure, cotton hose and brogan shoes. She had powder on her nose, lipstick rouge. Dress was made with flower sacks. The name of the flower was stamped on her back in all kinds of brands. Cheap stuff and holy too. For sure. Boy, we started home at the hour of 12. What happened to that old gal was hard to tell. Stockings down, the shoes on lace. She said, I come from a hunting race.
Mighty fine, mighty fine. All right. Friends and neighbors, we're proud to be the first to announce this morning that Burford is open for business again. We all know Burford was closed up there for a while, but he's back at the barber shop 3 days a week now and doing pretty good. Burford's been over at Crystal City in the hospital. We don't exactly know what was wrong with him.
He was drying out, Hogs.
Here. You don't say that on the radio, these boys. These boys. I wish I hadn't said that. All right, mighty fine. Move right along here. We want to dedicate our hymn today to Burford and anybody else who was locked up in the hospital like he was.
Say my love ain't enticing. You say my cake has no icing. Offered my heart, you just dumped it. So I bought a brand new trumpet. She's got dimples, man, she's lovely. And she thinks the world of me. If you want my love, you better show it. I got a new trumpet and I'm gonna blow it. Instead of adding, gonna gonna take the bankroll, give you a sad long road to travel. Told your friend you had me sold up, but today the thread unraveled. Stop being nice, gonna be rowdy. If the sun don't shine, let it be cloudy. Want a bad crop, go ahead and sow it. I got a new trumpet and I'm gonna blow it.
Sound here. WFMU East Orange. Malcolm Yelvington there, trumpet. Absolutely one of my favorite Sun records. Before that, we heard harmonica Frank Floyd and Swamp Root. Oney Wheeler did I'm Gonna Jump Right Out of This Jukebox. Before that, Slim Rhodes and Bad Girl. We have to put Warren Smith and Dear John. And, you know, I know I haven't been too good in the announcements. That's because I really don't know too much about, you know. I am boycotting the New Music Seminar this year and every year. But, like, last week, Ronnie Dawson played twice. I didn't even know about it until, like, he played Wednesday and Thursday. I saw him Thursday, but I didn't know. I would have told you guys, but I didn't know. I know what my friends are doing this week. I guess I could tell you. Il Bruch is playing with the Shams at the Mercury tonight. Roscoe's got something going on at the Mercury, like a songwriter's kind of thing on Tuesday night. There's an Empire State Soul Club there Thursday, and Psychic Penguin and the Vice Royals are there Friday. That's all I really know about. If you want to call here with something to renounce, you know, then 678-7743. I always appreciate information on good stuff because I don't really buy the Village Voice. It's really a piece of crap of a paper, isn't it? Ever since they took Gerard Cosloy's side on that Gibson Brothers argument, I've been boycotting the Voice, too, and I haven't missed a darn thing. I know that. Oh, boy. Back to the news. Serial slaying, spelled with a C. Waco, Texas. This has got to have some kind of weird, something weird they put in the water there besides chlorine and fluoride. A 15-year-old girl accused of stabbing a 16-year-old acquaintance in a fight over a bowl of cereal agreed to plead no contest to murder. Pamela Laverne Harris agreed to plea Monday in exchange for a recommendation of 20 years in prison for the slaying of Kimberly Leakes last week. Ms. Harris, who was living with the victim's cousin, said she stabbed Ms. Leakes in the heart after the girl hit her in the head with a skillet. And the prosecutor, Juanita Feeden, said the witness discounted the self-defense excuse and said there was no evidence that Ms. Harris was hurt. The girl, for some reason, just totally lost control and went and got a knife out of her purse she had in the closet and basically just attacked the other girl. It's that Waco thing. Tulsa, Oklahoma. When someone broke into a 13-year-old's house as he was home, when he was home alone with his younger brother, he did what his parents told him to. He opened fire. The intruder was killed Wednesday when the boy fired his parents' .357 caliber magnum. Well, that's what I would leave with my 13-year-old if he was babysitting his younger brothers. I'd give him a loaded .357 and then I'd go out and have a good time. Through the door of the bedroom when he was hiding with his brothers, apparently they had been taught how to handle a gun. They were doing what they had been taught to do. The parents had taken the time to give their children some instruction. Their ages were 7, 9, and 12. I guess this counts as parenting down in Oklahoma. Grayling, Michigan, a National Guard artillery unit overshot its target, sending shell fragments ricocheting through a home and shooting through the walls. Robert and Joan Hutton were at the movies when 105 millimeter howitzer smoke room exploded Monday night between their vacation home and a neighbor's garage in Camp Grayling. "We were very embarrassed by this, but we're extremely grateful no one was injured," said Lieutenant Colonel Brian Downey, a spokesperson for Michigan National Guard. "Something went wrong. We're trying to find out what. The errant 4-inch shell was a smoke round, not a highly explosive projectile. It was fired by the Illinois National Guard unit practicing at the artillery range." One more. This definitely needs a laugh track. Hold on. Up. Two Louisiana women gouged out their sister's eyes because they feared she had been possessed by a demonic spirit, a prosecutor said. Dorothea Crawford and Beverly Johnson are to be arraigned on August 3rd on charges of aggravated, at least, assault. Quote, "The devil made me do it. That's not going to wash under any circumstances," said District Attorney George West. "I mean, it's not recognized in Texas law, and I don't recognize it." Crawford, age, this actually happened in Dallas. Crawford, 34, and Johnson, age 35, are accused of beating their sister, Myra Obasi, with their fists and blinding her with their fingers during a March 18th prayer session in a Dallas home. The woman claimed an evil spirit invaded their 30-year-old sister when they left Louisiana and drove to Texas a day earlier. West said the woman practiced voodoo, which combines elements of voodoo from Africa and Haiti and biblical verse and Catholicism. Obisa resides in Crawford, with Crawford in Arcadia, Louisiana, and asked that her sisters not be prosecuted. Defense attorney said Lila Washington called the case a waste of the taxpayers' money, effort, and time. Okay, that's it for news for right now. This is WFMU East Orange by way of Legal ID. And let's just play some more records for now. We got one queued up here by Roscoe Gordon.
This one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This a god last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Let's have fun, blast off, blast off. We'll take a lover's chase in outer space. Come on, gal, with me. Have fun, blast off, blast off. We'll go outside like a satellite. Come on, go with me.
My name is Arthur Alexander, and I'm here with the Hound on WFMU 91.1.
That ready that
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Amigos are gay down Del Rio way. The greatest of dance will be theirs one day. Acuna has pride that they too will share. That great Amistad that soon will be there. Friendship is the reason why a good cheer lights up the border sky. Into the night they sing and dance. Good fortune has come to the land of romance. So come everyone, if you'd like to be gay, come on down to Del Rio today. Fortune has come to the land of romance. So come everyone, if you'd like to be gay, come on down to Del Rio today.
Yeah. Oh, you ungrateful children, I thought you liked snappy music.
Maestro, some...
Bartender service, please.
Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. You've been sitting at the bar all day. Your juice now, baby, so be on your way. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. You've had one rum, one bourbon, one gin, and now you want to start all over again. Last call for whiskey, drink up. Sitting around here so drunk, you just don't know what to do. The house is all dirty, and the beds ain't even made. Around here yak, 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 and talking all out of your head. When I gave you my money, you said you weren't going far. Now I come down here and find you drunk, with your elbows on the bar. The joint is fixing to close, so baby, grab your cup. The bartender done made his last call for whiskey, so drink up. Last call for whiskey. Drink up. You had one rum, one bourbon, one gin, and now you want to start it all over again. Last call for whiskey. Drink up.
Don't drag me, baby, I'm well.
Last call for whiskey. Drink up.
Turn me loose, man, I'm going down a big man.
Last call up a whiskey, drink up.
Go on home and leave me alone.
Last call for whiskey, drink up.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
The Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Choker Campbell combo there with Last Call for Whiskey. Before that, we heard Johnny with No Last Name, Friendship Dam. Arthur Alexander did The Girl That Radiates That Charm. Alvin Holloway, Blast Off. We opened up with Roscoe Gordon and Bop With Me, Baby. I want to do the Anna Nicole Smith story because she had such an incredible week. But I also want to get the Blues Hangover in before the vibe comes, if we get a vibe. So I think we might have to wait. Anna Nicole Smith is a little long. We'll have to wait for that. We do have some more ideas of things to do. Simon and the Bar Sinisters will be at McGovern's tonight, and I believe that is free. Frank Josephine called Revolva. Her band is playing, featuring Flick the Animal Ford on harmonica at the New Music Cafe Tuesday at 11 p.m. That's Canal Street and West Broadway, I believe. And let's see. We'll do a couple of quick news stories, get the Blues Hangover in, and then our cave person in the spaceship this week, Anna Nicole Smith. We'll do that after the Blues Hangover. Well, citrus, you can go back to drinking orange juice with your vodka, folks. Citrus Growers of Florida have announced that they will not renew Rush Limbaugh, that fat, ugly pig's $1 million contract to promote orange juice. Women's rights groups, the NAACP, the National Education Association, and some Florida lawmakers said the ad should not have been bought because of Mr. Limbaugh's derision of civil rights workers, feminists, and other people. Good. I'd like to see that fat pig run out of town on a rail, or just put in a frying pan and boil down for grease. Singer Rick James, famous for his 1981 hit Super Freak, has lost his bid to stay out of jail on charges of assaulting two women while under the influence of cocaine. James, 46, was sentenced to 5 years and 4 months in prison after a Los Angeles judge refused the last-minute appeal to be allowed to re-enter a drug rehabilitation center, so he begins doing time, I believe, this week. And, okay, let's just do Blues Hangover right now, and we'll get back to some more news later. What do we got queued up? I believe Arthur, Big Boy, Crudo.
She says, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, ooh, child, and I'm so glad you mind.
Ever get drunk and go home and sit on the toilet and throw up in the face bowl? I've been drunk on that. I sat in the face bowl, threw up in the toilet.
How my baby treat me, nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me, nobody's business but my own. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, gonna grab my gun, kill my baby. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Gonna wake up boozy, gonna grab my gun, gonna kill old Susan. Nobody's business but mine. Going back to Princey Cola, gonna buy my baby money molder. Nobody's business but my own. Did you get that letter or you take me back? I'll treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. One of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, gonna grab my gun, gonna kill my baby. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's doggone business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's dirty business how my baby treat me. Nobody's business but my own.
Thank you, buddy. That's very glad. Some people try to sit and look all stiff. Like they know Oral Roberts personally. So, oh my God, oh my heavens. Philip, did you hear him say sh? Did the same brought to the hotel and she say sh? Philip, don't move it, goddamn it.
Thank you. How are you? Took a chance and came on uptown, huh? Now, I bet you won't be around here by 7:30. And neither will I. No, I don't. No, it's seriously, the economy is bad. I mean, I don't mind how things have happened. A nigga tried to rob me night before last. That's right, nigga gonna stick up a black man. Now, wasn't that dumb? Nigga gonna rob Zorro. This nigga jumped out the alley, didn't have a gun, a pipe, or a brick. All he knew was karate. Jumped out there and said, stick up. I got a black belt. I said, well, they gonna need it to lower your ass in the ground.
Woman, she gives me what I need. Build down the alley, and she's built for speed. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you wanna satisfy me, don't give me no liquor. 30 cents a shot. Thought the stuff down the alley really hits the spot. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you wanna satisfy me, take me down in the alley, boy. If you wanna satisfy me. Something smell like fish. Well, down in the alley you will find that dish. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you wanna satisfy me. I'm a tough man, I don't want nothing nice. I'm going down the alley while the women shooting dice. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you wanna satisfy me. Take me down in the alley. Why women shooting dice? And you can satisfy me. Woman from uptown, and women down the alley really break them down. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you wanna satisfy me, wanna sing this place, woman ain't gonna sing no more. Want to find me, you know where to go. Just go down in the alley. Just go down in the alley. Just go down in the alley. Baby, if you wanna find me.
Damn, Eric. None of your goddamn business. What I got in the cup didn't cost you nothing. Remember, that's where Lincoln got it. got another one? Why don't you just relax, brother? This is not your act. If you got an act, find you a job. Stick with what you know, nigga. Labor. I don't fool around with labor. I can sit down and watch labor all month.
We have a vibe report on the line just in time for Blues Hangover to end. I'll tell you what we heard at Blues Hangover after the vibe. Airline, I think that's the way it works. Roscoe.
Yes, the hound.
How are you?
Not too bad.
My timing has been off lately.
Me too.
How you been?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah?
I've been sequestered out here at Coyote. As I've described them, as there are four open-minded people in the town of Festus, Missouri.
Festus, Missouri?
Yeah, but they aren't there. They're here.
Uh-oh. That must be the bottle rockets.
The bottle rockets, yes. So we've been making all kinds of demon noise out here.
Mm-hmm.
And drinking Bud Dry. We went to the beer distributor the other day, and, what do you got for cheap? And the guy is like, well, Bud Dry, $6 a case. We're blowing it out of here right now. Tell your friends. So we went back to the little Colombian
$6 a case?
$6 a case.
That's usually what it is, a six-pack.
No, wow. $6 a case.
What? Where is that? What's
at the beer. No, it's all gone. We got it all.
You bought them out of Bud Dry?
Yeah, we're blowing it out. And they brought like six, seven cases over here. This little Colombian guy with the hand truck, he was like, 4'9" or something.
Wow.
He wheeled it right into the lounge. We just, it's just been, somebody's constant job to keep throwing the warm ones in there.
Well, that's how records get made.
That's right.
I always wondered.
Well, some songs are beer. We did one red wine night, That was good.
You got to mix it up there.
These guys, they wanted to have Spoons Farming, but I told them I had to have a cork.
Hey, you got some kind of gig at the Merc on Tuesday. What is this all about?
Well, it's one of these, I don't know exactly. I have been sitting around working on some songs with Greg Trooper and Dan Zanes and Joe Flood. And And while we were working on the songs, Nick Hill called up and, or maybe I called him, like, hey, maybe we should get a gig.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a gig. It's just the solo acoustics go with these other guys.
So you're all going to sit on stools?
I don't know if it's going to be stools or what.
Bar stools?
Yeah, I
set
like
up in
the
bar
stool thing. And then the Bottle Rockets are playing acoustic after us.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a...
kind of a complete unplugged experience.
Well, you know, it's kind of... It all goes back to the Bud Dry thing.
What, rent party?
Why ask why? Bud Dry. I mean, that was a slogan that didn't go so far, but...
No.
Andy York liked it a lot. So how have you been, the Hound?
Oh, okay. I've been kind of drunk in a week.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for vacation.
Well, we had some exotic drinking going on last night. We, you know that guy Steve Bass from the Devil Dogs brought, like, his whole kit in here. Like, he had this, like, martini rig.
Wow.
And so we had martinis up on the roof.
Very nice.
And he had a good thing, you know, with the vermouth, just sort of shaking it on the ice and then pouring it out.
Right, that's very
really
dry.
Good.
The very dry martini.
Yeah, it was very dry. It wasn't as dry as, like, just open the bottle within 6 feet of the glass. But, you know, that's pretty much it.
That's your vibe today, huh?
What's on the noise front for this evening?
I don't know. I'm still boycotting the New Music Seminar. I don't know of anything, really. Simon and the Bar Sinisters are playing for free at McGovern's. Bill Bruch is playing with the Shams. I always thought of him as kind of the king of women's music. That's at the Merc tonight.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'll probably just find a quiet bar stool and watch the world go by.
Boy, we dropped by the Mercury the other night because we had the record company guy in town and he took the band to Katz's for, you know, big fat sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bottle Rockets, if it ain't meat, they don't eat. So we went there and then we dropped in at the Mercury and there was like some strange gigs, strange goings on in that place.
Man. Yeah, New Music Seminar going on.
Yeah, well, you know, Straw was playing and having a darling time up there and every musician who was on the bill was like fuming, you know, like because she, I think she played the show of a lifetime. And, all the other musicians are waiting to go on. Evidently, Nick Hill had to, like, almost, you know, I guess he asked her if it might be time for her to be done.
While she was playing?
Yeah, from the side of the stage.
Cool.
And then she was trying to get the audience to turn on him. You don't want me to quit yet, do you, honey?
Sorry I missed that. On second thought, I'm not.
Well, we were there. It was just sort of a cameo for us, and then we, you know, got our nose back to the grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's always
good. Where'd you order at Katz's?
Well, pastrami and corned beef.
Oh, you got the dub. Did you give the guy a little tip?
Yeah, you gotta fork over that buck.
Yeah, it helps.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of, you know, it was late, and there wasn't that much, you know, so, you know, by the time the guys that were a little further back in the line, he was just saying, oh, you want pastrami, right? Like, okay, all right, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, man, I got too much work to do.
Okay, well, aloha and rock on. I'll see you Tuesday.
Later.
Not before then. Okay, Roscoe.
Aloha.
Aloha. State of the Vibe Report. A hard-drinking, record-producing Roscoe. So what did we hear in that Blues Hangover? Smokey Smothers was that last thing with I'm Not Gonna Be Your Monkey Man. Midnight Ramblers by request before that, Down in the Alley. Howlin' Wolf did Rockin' Daddy. Mississippi John Hurt, Nobody's Dirty Business. And we opened it up with Big Boy Crudup by request. That's the original So Glad You're Mine, which Eblis covered. Well, we'll get to the Anna Nicole Smith thing in a little after the VOM set. And we'll also do, did you like that Casey Kasem outtake? Because we also have Earl Weaver's Manager's Corner. We'll do that around 5 o'clock. Right now, for the VOM set, let's kick it off with the third Bardot. Send this one out to Lenny K.
Time, girl, step inside my mind. I'm 5 years old, on my time. the Personality Station.
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
Great sound.
right here all day. We play music with you in mind.
Nothing that I can do. But you've been gone, I've been looking around, and I found me someone too. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. We put you down, now you want me back. Sorry about that. But there's nothing that I can do. Since you've been gone, I've been looking around, and I found me someone too. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. He put you down, now you want me back. Sorry about that.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's-
this is the B side of our platter, sports fans. And I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your chest, I will stick a Union Jack of your cheek, through the holes in your string bag. Perfumed hair,
but she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe.
A giraffe.
And each time I hear your name,
find that, find that.
Oh, 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 mama, how it hurts.
He's in pain.
In the wardrobe of my soul. In the section labeled chat.
Oh,
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Those are some of the good records that Sonny Burgess was talking about on our station ID. Hound here, WFMU East Orange. The Bonzo Dog Band there, Canyons of Your Mind. Before that, we heard Chris Allen and the Good Timers, Sorry About That, from this Hanging Out to Dry, brand new LP and CD on the Satan label. The Cobras, Instant Heartache, in the middle there. Phil and the Frantics did Say That You Will. And we open up with the third Bardot, I'm 5 years ahead of my time. And I'd like to thank the listener who called to inform me that I've been announcing Il Bruch's gig with the Shams tonight is actually at Fez, not the Mercury Lounge. Fez, along with Courtney and Western, and I think Amy Allison is on that bill. So that's at Fez. If you end up at the wrong place, that's what you get for listening to me. Anyway, let's get to this. Anna Nicole Smith had quite a week, as did everybody who was a Naked Gun 33 and a third. But Nicole Smith, who OD'd a couple of three months ago, in a hotel room, which is probably the best place to OD, was married this week to an 89-year-old Texas oil man who was worth an estimated $500 million. In a secret wedding ceremony on June the 27th in Houston, Anna, age 26, wed J. Howard Marshall III, who was confined to a wheelchair, which makes it easy on her on the honeymoon. The marriage has sent Texas society into shock. He's one of the richest men in America, and he's been spending close to $5 million a year trying to woo her, according to this. They went on a vacation to Indonesia at the cost of $250,000. She signed her name on the marriage certificate, Vicky Lee Smith, which is her real name. And evidently, he bought her... she picked in New York a couple of weeks ago, he bought her a $1.6 million diamond ring, a $455,813 diamond ring, and a $493,023 diamond necklace, all on his American Express card. 89 years old. He's got a... Boy, she can give him a heart attack. She is... What is she? 5'11", 160 pound, 39, 28, 39. Although one listener called swearing she had breast implants. They do look big enough to hurt somebody. Speaking of which, also this week in the life of Anna Nicole Smith, she was sued by her former nanny, Maria Antonio Cerreto, an immigrant from Honduras, who claims that she made her lesbian sex slave. According to a lawsuit filed in court, this is in Texas also, in Spring, Texas, Anna kept Maria isolated from people, sort of a hostage. She was not allowed to go out by herself. Every time she wanted to leave, someone had to be with her. Her calls were monitored. All contact with her family was monitored. According to the court papers that unfolded, dark-eyed Maria was hired as a housekeeper and nanny for Anna's 8-year-old son, Danny, in May of 1992. From the start, Anna paraded around in the nude and tried to lure her into a lesbian affair. She would call Maria in the bathroom while she was lying naked in the bathtub and say, "How do I look?" The nanny said that she managed to avoid being seduced at first, but soon she was being plied with booze and drugs until she passed out, and then she woke up and found herself helplessly pinned under the powerful 5'11", 160-pound Playboy playmate who was writhing in a fit of sexual passion, etc., etc. We'll keep you updated, but she may be media star material, folks. Anna Nicole Smith. She certainly looks like she walked out of a John Waters movie. Maybe she should get. She can get herself in a John Waters movie. All right, what is it? 5 minutes to pop. Oh, let's hear from Earl Weaver and the winningest manager in baseball with Manager's Corner right now. Thank Brian Redman who beeped this for us.
Now the Manager's Corner with the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver. And now to the Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver.
Bill Whitehouse, Earl, from Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get fucking goddamn little fleas on the fucking bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the fucking ball out of the ballpark and you can't make any goddamn mistakes.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in fucking baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the fucking goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his fucking ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the fucking ninth. So if this sucker mind his own business and let me manage the fucking team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the fuck her next lane's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out of the bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go yourself and the with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network.
The Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver is heard 20 minutes before every Orioles regular season game. And was...
Yeah, you can't beat Baltimore for sports, huh, folks? What a town. Earl Weaver there. All right, let's get back into it. I'm the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. We've got 64 minutes left. Let's hear from Amos Milburn.
Sounds of hell.
Well, a love pure and passionate and pagan.
Well, one of just made for her. Well, my red-headed woman, well, my red-headed woman, well, my red-headed woman. I said a sugar and a spice and a everything nice.
Pepcats and hot rodders, they're all alive to the jive.
WFM. Bobby Mitchell there. I don't want to be a wheel no more. What happened to Bobby Mitchell? He was one of the greats. Rebel Rousers before that did Redheaded Woman. Diablos, I Want to Know. The Three Clicks by Request, 38 Slug. And Amos Milburn opened up in Bye Bye Baby. Anyway. Oh, boy. My favorite thing of the new discovery was not I did enjoy the meteors hitting Jupiter, but the new kangaroo, I'd like to see that. There's a new kangaroo, a tree kangaroo, which whistles and shows off its furry white belly. It's been discovered in the remote mountains of New Guinea. The new species, which was discovered in June and not yet given a scientific name, is known by the villagers as Bangaduzu, which translates as Man of the Alpine Forest. Oh, well. What would you name a tree kangaroo, folks? The Clinton administration says that the use of illegal drugs has leveled off after 13 years of straight decline. About 9 million people currently ingest marijuana. About 7 million of that number use marijuana alone without any other drugs. But the Clinton administration came out. There's only 8 Americans that can legally smoke pot. The Clinton administration refused to lift the ban on medical marijuana for medical purposes, which set up a firestorm of criticism from me, including, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that need it for glaucoma, multiple cirrhosis, epilepsy, people who are on AZT or going through chemotherapy, but none of these people are allowed to have medical marijuana because the DuPont Corporation does not want you to have medical marijuana. So they don't want marijuana grown for the industrial purposes of the hemp plant. And, of course, the Clinton administration have basically sucked up to big business just as bad as Bush and Reagan. I think he's basically going to be a one-term president, and he's really going to be the one remembered as totally ruining it for the Democratic Party forever. I thought he was a bad choice. I thought Jerry Brown would have been a much better choice, but I've honestly come to despise him just because he's just so spineless. He just never takes a stand or does anything. This Haiti thing, he's just going to let it go. He's not going to do a damn thing. Let these people suffer. He's a moralist, opportunistic, like most politicians. He's just another politician, just another face in a suit. I like this guy they found down in Cape May last week. This man was demanding this. He was angry and he was bragged that he had seen the president in his crosshairs. Three-state Secret Service manhunt found this gun-loving Pennsylvanian auto mechanic. What was his name? Paul Walling, age 46. He had 27 fully loaded weapons in the back of his car when he was arrested in Cape May, 90 minutes away from Philadelphia, where Clinton was. This was a walking disaster waiting to happen, said Robert Reed of Philadelphia, U.S. Attorney's Office. 15 more weapons and a huge stash of ammo were found at his Berwick, PA home. He had used forged checks to buy all the weapons, and Secret Service agents got a tip Thursday. It was not clear from where, but he had spent 48 hours around the clock trailing Clinton through Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Brooklyn before they finally found him in Cape May. Oh, well. It's those lone madmen with a gun we all love so much, so much. Don't forget, next week is the last Hound Show for a month. We're taking the entire month of August off, scattering to the winds, giving the records a rest. And we'll be back the first week in September. So next week is the last show. Last chance to get in requests is today. And here's one I haven't played in a while. I love Buddy Holly. I know I haven't played much Buddy Holly lately, but this is one of the greatest ones on the Decca label.
Well, now I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. A poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. The way they rock and roll and call me ain't no child. The way they laugh, the way they sing, makes my heart go ding-a-ling. The way they laugh, the way they sing, makes my heart go tingling. The way they laugh and sing, makes my heart go tingling. Tingling, 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 tingling.
Shut up, man. Makes my heart go ting-a-ling. The way they laugh, the way they sing, makes my heart go ting-a-ling. The way they laugh and sing, makes my heart go ting-a-ling. Ting-a-ling, 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 ting-a-ling.
Bewildered youth.
Oh, she's gone.
until the day I die.
Living it up and doing things they can never live down.
Well, come into this house, step your yaggity yag. Hey, come into this house, step your yaggity yag. Well, I'm alone over there, no more, no more talking back. No more. Listen here, honey, old man is getting so
kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
Shoo doo be doo be doo be shoo doo be doo be doo be shoo 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 be doo be doo be doo.
Oh,
WFMU. That was Don Fager, Date on the Corner. That's going to sound like he just woke up. I like that record. He just sounds so like he doesn't care. He just wants to get it finished and go to a bar. Before that, the $5 did So Strange. Johnny Hampton, Honey Hush. Before that, the Penguins, She's Gone, Gone. And Buddy Holly, Ting-a-ling. Let's get through the news, finish the news real quick, and then we'll just rock right through the end. Okay, well, like I predicted last week, the charges were dropped against Vince McMahon. He was cleared of charges that he was a conspiracy to distribute steroids. The real case against Vince McMahon was the sexual harassment case, which he bought his way out of last year. There was a subway conductor in Brooklyn who plunged a knife into a strap hanger's chest who he mistook for somebody who owed him $60. Darnell Oliver reached through the conductor's window of his booth and stabbed Michael Serrano, who was standing with his wife on an elevator platform at the 79th Street Station of the B-Line in Bensonhurst. That was yesterday. Wait, we do need the laugh track for this, for these stories, don't we? I'll get the laugh track queued up. Buck Owens is on an upswing. Buck came back, who came back from throat surgery, nearly 2 years away from the stage. He had throat cancer. He did a 3-hour show in Santa Ana, California last night. 51 songs at the Crazy Horse Saloon. God bless Buck Owens.
What a guy.
Okay, wait a second. That's not the laugh track, is it? What is that? Okay, no, that's the... So we get the laughs. We'll finish the news and get the laugh track. Okay. Okay. Oh, what's on here? Wait a second. I'm a little discombobulated. I'd need a vacation worse than anybody. Dorothy Collins of Candid Camera died. Too bad about that. We got a lot of animal stories piled up here, aren't we? Well, there's this one woman. What was her name? Yelena Alenkov, who was mauled by an elephant, Flora, 12-year-old elephant that performs at the Great Moscow Circus. This was on the Regis and Kathy show this week. The elephant broke down the door and trampled on this poor woman. The pugilistic pachyderm broke her cheekbone, went on a rampage, smashed her head, pinned her body to the wall, fractured her skull, her ribs, her cheekbone. She crawled away from the rampaging elephant, but they did get the elephant through the show without mentioning that it had mauled her trainer. Wait, where's the rest of the stories here? Mountain lion attack in Tucson, Arizona. Wildfire officials say fires and hot, dry weather in southern Arizona may be why people have been seeing more mountain lions, including one that attacked and nearly dragged off a 2-year-old. Another mountain lion wandered through a Tucson neighborhood Tuesday and pawed at the window of a home before heading back to the desert, and a lion seized the pet goat from within a few feet of its 5-year-old owner in Fort Huncha last week, 80 miles southeast of Tucson. I like to see the return of the big cats. Remember, those of you cat owners, always keep in mind that if the size ratio was reversed, your cat would eat you. I know my cat would eat me. A 93-pound sea turtle that was nearly blind when it was picked up off the Virginia coast has a fighting chance of returning to its home after a cataract surgery. They gave this 93-pound sea turtle cataract surgery. Why am I reading this story? A 3-day standoff between 120... Oh, man, this is great. Emma Netherlands. A 3-day standoff between 120 baboons and their baffled zookeepers went down Wednesday when the primates climbed down from the trees in their compound. Whatever drove the ground-dwelling apes to take to the trees remains a mystery. The zoo in the eastern Dutch city has been inundated with well-meaning calls from around the world. Someone even suggested it was because of the meteorites on Jupiter. The Hamadouras baboons began to descend from their perches and stay down Wednesday afternoon. It was getting very hectic while they were up there. I hope everybody will calm down. You know, the baboons can weigh up to 132 pounds and are surly when angered, so the zookeepers were not about to climb the trees and get them down themselves. Waretown, New Jersey, naturalists at a park thought they had found an easy, environmentally sound way to reduce the number of disease-carrying ticks, guinea hens, which eat insects. But as it turns out, they only like the brains. No, this is like two stories put together. Naturalists at the park found they had found an easy way of guinea hens, which would eat insects. But the hunter became the hunted. 19 of the 22 chubby hens at Whale Mill Park were preyed on themselves, their heads ripped off by a great horned owl, which only likes the brains of the guinea hens. Nothing but the head is eaten. That's nature. These great horned owls just rip the heads off of guinea hens. I'd like to see that, actually. I like cockfights, so I guess I would like a guinea hen versus a great horned owl, too. All right, let's forget the news. My mind isn't on it. My mind is on records. Let's play some records. What do we got queued up? By the way, I'd like to thank the caller who gave us the update on Bobby Mitchell. Bobby Mitchell died 2 years ago. I'm sorry to hear that. All right, we got one queued up here by Conway Twitty, back when he was a rock and roll singer on the Mercury. Shake it up. Oh, come on, baby, shake it up. Yeah, shake it up. Well, you joint daddy wanna shake this dance floor up. Well, I'm a you joint daddy wanna shake this dance floor up. Oh, come on, baby, shake it up. Shake it up. Yeah, shake it up. Shake it up, shake it up. Well, did you join daddy? Want to shake this dance floor up? Shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up.
Got your nerve, haven't you?
My head go round, I need need your loving, baby, when the sun goes down.
Hey, little Jack, tell me what I did so fine.
Hey, you got them walking in and talking in and laughing and keep them crying. Hey, I got 16 chicks sitting on the tree. One turned around and took a look at me.
Hey, little Jack, tell me what I did so fine.
Hey, you got them walking in and talking in and laughing and keep them crying.
Mister, you're a psycho.
One of the hit songs of the day.
course, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Have a drink, sit right down, laugh and think, go around the corner to lover's land. I tell you, pretty baby, everything will be grand. Well, say, baby, will you go with me? Cause you're fine, baby, fine as you can be. When you walk, you make a dumb man talk. When you smile, it's some money after a while. When you scoop, 1,000 eyes on you. Come on, baby, let's be on our way, cause we've got a day that's just one way. Make a dumb man talk, or when you smile, you miss money after a while, or when you stoop, 1,000 eyes on you. Come on, baby, let's be on our way, cause we've got a day that's just one way.
This is a hit!
A bunch of boys are coming after me, they wanna fight.
Yeah, they wanna fight.
Oh, well, tell me, baby, who turned out the light? Oh, well, the gang was a coming with the vicious look. I'm telling you, my eye goose was good. I don't know what happened after that. All I heard, it was a great big spat, they had a fight.
Fight.
Oh, they're telling me, baby, you turned out the light. Let it go now. Same boys are coming after me, they wanna fight.
Yes, they wanna fight.
Oh, well, telling me, baby, you turn out the light. One more time now, yeah.
I'm telling you, my goose was good. I don't know what happened after that. All I heard was a great big spat. They had a fight.
I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. High and low, everywhere I know, I can't find the one that my baby loves so. Oh, tell me, what am I gonna do? 'Cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes. Records an hour or two, and I've about decided what I've got to do. I'm gonna get me a guitar and learn to play. I'll serenade my baby night and day, then I'll play the song that my baby likes to hear. I'll go. Here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes.
be scared. Nothing mysterious about this.
That's right. There's nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
We're gonna rock on the moon tonight. We're gonna rock with all my mind. We're gonna rock on the moon tonight. While the moon is shining bright. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. There, Johnny Miss Molly, we're rocking everywhere. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. Yeah, we're gonna shine up the stars, tune the guitar. Johnny Miss Molly, we're gonna pay it by mile. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon tonight. We're gonna rock, 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 rock on the moon. Tonight, let's rock!
Hey, another one of those good records that Sonny Burgess was telling you about. Big Charles Green there, Rockin' on the Moon. Before that, we heard Tom Tall with Stacco Records. Big Joe Turner did Adam Bit the Apple, and Chuck Herod and the Anteaters, They Want to Fight. Willie Johnson, Say Ye Baby. Lee Dresser and the Crazy Cats did Beat Out My Love. Bo Diddley did Moon Baby. Joe Clay, 16 Chicks. Rochelle and the Candles did Annie Ain't an Orphan Anymore. We opened up with Conway Twitty and Shake It Up. Hey, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I'll be back next week for the last show of the summer before September, because we're taking 4 weeks off. Wild Girls up next. This is WFMU East Orange. Well, I hope you guys are ready for this next one. A doo-wop Gettysburg Address.
Four scores and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation, so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here give their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggle here have consecrated it far above our poor power. To add or detract, the world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work, which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here, dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to the cause of which they give the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that those dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from the earth.